The U.S. Senate panel votes to provide weapons to foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. The bill calls for providing lethal assistance and military training to militants. This as the Syrian army continues advancing in the strategic city of Bosair. Syrian forces have also dismantled two vehicles loaded with explosives in Harasta. Syria-related clashes continue for a fourth day in Lebanon's Tripoli. At least 13 people have been killed and more than 100 injured since the weekend. Tripoli has been the scene of fierce clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government since the conflict erupted in Syria more than 2 years ago. U.S.-led forces opened fire on a group of seminary students in western Afghanistan, killing two people. Officials say the students were attending a ceremony in the village when the shooting happened. It's not clear why foreign forces opened fire on the students. Provincial officials say a fact-finding team has launched a probe. 6 policemen and a border guard who were kidnapped by suspected militants in the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula last week have been released. The men are being escorted back to the capital, Cairo, by military personnel. The release comes after the Egyptian military launched a massive search operation for them. Sweden's premier urges calm after 3 nights of unrest in the capital, Stockholm. Hundreds of youths have set fire to cars and attacked police and public services. Critics say the unrest represents a failure of government policy regarding youth unemployment and poverty, which has affected immigrants the most. Meanwhile, poverty is on the rise in Italy. A new report says millions of Italians cannot afford to heat their homes properly or to eat meat. The report by the National Statistics Institute says the number of people living in families considered to be seriously deprived has doubled in the past 2 years. The Pentagon is asking U.S. Congress to approve more than $450 million for maintaining and upgrading the Guantanamo Bay prison. This is while one of the prisoners at Guantanamo has launched a Twitter campaign through his lawyer to push for closure of the jail. And residents in the U.S. state of Oklahoma are still reeling from Monday's tornado, which killed more than 90 people. Search and rescue teams and cleanup crews have been working continuously in the hardest hit city of Moore. The tornado was in the strongest possible category, packing winds of more than 300 kilometers per hour.